It's time for Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. Now, let's go out to the court for the voice of the Carrington Cardinals. Here's BJ Walters.
And one final time this weekend, and one final time in 2024, we welcome you to Carrington Gymnasium on the campus of Carrington High School. It is the Carrington Holiday Shootout. And today's second to final game of the shootout, a girls basketball matchup between the Dickinson Trinity Titans and the fourth-ranked Carrington Cardinals. Happy to have you with us this afternoon, BJ Walters with you. Carrington coming off of a 48-24 win over Hazen one day ago. It was not always pretty, but Carrington's outstanding defense just continues to do wonders in this early season. The fourth-ranked Cardinals improving to 6-1 on the season. For Dickinson Trinity, they are 2-4, but their region 4, has kind of been thrown into a mess because of some injuries to Shiloh Christian. It's very possible that the team Carrington is facing today could be the region 4 favorite out west come the end of February and beginning of March. It is Carrington and Dickinson Trinity, the Titans yesterday falling to a very good Northern Cass team in the afternoon behind 30 points from All-State performer Hayden Crockett. We'll come back and talk about what else is going on amongst Region 2 teams, including a very surprising score featuring a team that doesn't usually have scores the way they do today. We'll do that when Carrington Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Holly Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration Station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NDHSAA and the North Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I'm Isabel Wendell, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, The Cardinal.
Cardinals and Dickinson Trinity Titans coming up in about 10 minutes. BJ Walters back with you. Let's take a look around North Dakota, specifically Region 2 teams in action today, and a good one featuring a team receiving votes in Class A and a team receiving votes in Class B. Thompson gets the win over Langdon Area Munich, 71-57 in Langdon today. A nice win for the Thompson Tommies. Now, Hillsboro Central Valley has been a program trying to find its way for a long, long time in North Dakota. Being in the region that they're in does not help. They often take their lumps. Today, they handed out the lumps. At the Northwood Holiday Shootout, Hillsboro Central Valley, Carrington's next opponent, defeated Warwick 72-4. You can draw whatever conclusion you want about Warwick from that game. But for Hillsboro Central Valley to be able to do that to somebody after so many years of being on the wrong end of scores somewhat similar to that, you have to feel at least a little okay for the Burrows this afternoon at the Northwood Holiday Shootout. Also, around the state in Class B, fourth-ranked Bowman County over EKM 47-25. Park River beat Richland 44-27. Sargent County beat Cavalier 53-22. Medina Pingree Buchanan at the Capital City Holiday Classic beat Center Stanton 35-21. Kindred beat Killdeer at the Valley City Shootout 58-26. And Central Cass beat Dunseith 71-29. Botno plays Four Winds Minnewaukan in Valley City shortly. And then the nightcap is Shiloh Christian in Turtle Mountain as the Skyhawks try to bounce back after losing yesterday to Botno by 50, 75-25. Here it is Carrington and Dickinson Trinity, and when we come back, we will sit down with the head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, and we will do that when Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving, all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on t-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
Hi, this is James at Bassette Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassetteMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in to see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassette Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Carrington and the Titans of Dickinson Trinity coming up in just a little while. We are joined by Carrington girls basketball coach Andy Broughton. And coach, an opportunity to go 2-0 on the weekend, and really a weekend that's been a booming success. I know a lot of the teams that have come want to come back.
Yeah, that's what we really appreciate to hear. And, you know, you have to treat your visitors well. And hopefully they enjoyed our setup of things, and pretty convenient to have our JVs in the West Gym and the varsities in the East Gym, and they like our facility and some good competition for basketball games.
Before we get to your team, let's talk about your JV a little bit, because they've been playing pretty well here in the early season. What are your observations of those young ladies?
Well, we just look to improve every day. You know, a lot of them dress varsity and JV, so there's a lot of minutes to be spread around and count quarters and things like that. But, you know, they're learning the system of play. It's a little bit quicker. The kids are a little bit stronger, and, you know, and so they're learning every day. And Coach Nelson, Coach Johnson do a fantastic job. They bring lots of good energy for us during practice and during games. So we're pleased with where our JV's at.
So yesterday, the win 48-24 over Hazen is in a tournament-type setting. Is that a game that you immediately move on from, or do you try and take some lessons from it?
Oh, we definitely took lessons from it. You know, we got lost in our zone a little bit, but freshmen are going to make a few of those errors, and we just have to communicate a little bit better, and the kids got to go in knowing, hey, what are we in? What are we trying to do? And things like that, and that'll come with some growth, and we were able to change up a few things and learn from them.
One of the things that I've been really impressed with early in the season, you're a very good defensive basketball team. But boy, when you get that rebound, you guys do want to push a little bit and get some easy ones in transition.
Yeah, we got some good passers, and good passers lead to good transition baskets. But you got to play defense first. And if you can get that defensive rebound, you know, may force them into some tough shots, get that defensive rebound. Everybody's on a run, and Coach Johnson has a term, run with her, as in, you know, that dribbler gets out in front, and we need trailers, and we need people getting in on the wings and cutting.
Dickinson Trinity today, they faced Northern Cass yesterday, lost, but that's one of the best players in the state they were up against in Hayden Crockett. What did you make of the Titans?
Oh, very, very nice team. They played pretty standard defense. Ran a little zone press a couple times, but didn't really go full court too much. Post player's really strong. She did some nice things, sealing and hitting the weak side boards. Point guard shoots it off the bounce, and the other girls fill their roles, so we have to be on top of things. You know, hopefully we can hold their post down a little bit and do some different things there defensively, and so they'll be a good challenge.
You mentioned this yesterday, but this is a team that a lot of the prognosticators like coming out of the West a lot this season, this Trinity team.
Sure. They do a lot of things well, and when you can score in the post, when it comes down to, you know, region play, that's what helps you out quite a bit. Sometimes you get your perimeter action cut down, so the post has to take care of business. She seals well. She hits the offensive boards well. We really have to do a good job and not lose sight of their other scorers. They have a nice balanced team, play good defense, and we'll have to be at our top game.
Well, last one in 2024. Go have some fun and good luck out there. The head coach of Carrington girls basketball, Andy Broughton, joining us. The starting lineups brought to you by Bassett Motors, and the opening tip are next when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
I'm Coach Mara Nelson, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
And happy birthday to Coach Nelson today, as the starting lineups are about to be presented to the crowd, and we have them for you, brought to you by Bassett Motors. Bassett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. First for the visitors, the Dickinson Trinity Titans. They will start at a guard, a 5'6 junior, Annabelle Sheeler. At another guard, a 5'6 senior, Ellie McAvoy. At one forward, a 5'9 senior, Bella Kovash. The other forward is 5'8 junior, Maddie Wegleitner. And at center, a 6'2 junior, Nevaeh Tormashi. The head coach is Jared Sheeler, assisted by Amanda Steffes, April Berger, and Eric Knoppick. And Dickinson Trinity enters 2-4. For the Cardinals, they will start a freshman guard, 5'8 freshman Mara Johnson. The other guard is 5'7 senior Isabel Wendell. The swing positions, 5'9", senior Eden Hornet, and 5'9", senior Cadence Van Ray, and in the middle, 5'11", freshman Mara Coots. Carrington in white with Cardinal Red numbers and letters. Cardinal Red trim. Dickinson Trinity in all red with white numbers and letters. DT will move from left to right, in the first half. Carrington from right to left across your radio dial and internet stream. Happy to have you with us. Locally on FM 100.1 AM 1600, the Cardinal, on the KDAK, the Cardinal mobile app, or by asking your smart speaker to play KDAK, the Cardinal. Highlights tonight on the KDAK, the Cardinal YouTube page. Connor Gast helping us out with that this afternoon. Jumping center will be Nevaeh Berger and Mara Coots. And here we go. Should be a good one. The opening tip is controlled by the Cardinals. Isabel Wendell took it away from the defender, and here comes Carrington right to left. Down to Mara Coots, spinning, putting it up, spinning it off. Rebound comes down to Berger. She's trapped, and she's fouled. And she is fouled by Cadence Van Ray, her first game's first. And now Carrington against this press, or rather installs the press. Dickinson Trinity against it with a left-hand dribble of Sheeler. Now a 1v1 defense at the outset at least. Dribbling left, McAvoy. Left wing, Sheeler, guarded closely. Now a switch. Driving baseline, Sheeler. Wraparound feed, and it's out of bounds. A turnover. Carrington get it back. In a scoreless game on the bank forward scoreboard, we've played 37 seconds. Mara Johnson. It's a 1v1 defense for Trinity as well. Johnson dribbles with the left hand, goes around a Wendell screen, now drives right, gets into the lane. Johnson throws it up too strong. Eden Hornet offensive rebound, and she traveled with it. So a bit of a nervy start for both teams. We're scoreless. Just over 50 seconds gone by in the opening quarter. Here's McAvoy. Going left side to Sheeler, gets a screen. Sheeler drives right at Wendell, throws it up and throws it in. Annabelle Sheeler opens the scoring. It's 2-0, Dickinson Trinity. On the left side, Cadence Van Ray wants a post up to Eden Hornet, who hits the front of the rim. Offensive rebound, Wendell. Kick back out to Van Ray, who drives the lane, puts it up, spins it off. Rebound, held ball, that will go to Dickinson Trinity. 6:32 to play, first quarter, and the Titans lead on the bank forward scoreboard 2-0. Off the inbound, here comes McAvoy. Dribbling against Mara Johnson, right side she finds Isabella Kovash. On the left side, a moving screen, an offensive foul, and that's on the big girl Berger, her first. And Carrington has it back, trailing 2-0, less than 2 minutes in on the bank forward scoreboard. It's on the left wing, now dribbling to the head of the circle, Mara Johnson. Right side, Isabel Wendell tried a pass, it got stuffed right back at her. Now she drives in. And the pass is batted out of bounds nicely by Berger. Off the inbound, driving in, and a travel is called. Going to have to get that right. The online roster and the roster that we've been handed are different. Nevaeh's last name is not Berger, but rather Tomashi. So we've got that right now. And on the right side, McAvoy. If you go to the NDHSAA website, it says something completely different. At the head of the key, it's Wegleitner. Gives to Sheeler. Works on Wendell. Wendell shuts her down pretty well. Tomashi way up top. McAvoy around a screen. Skips it right side. Faking a three is Kovash. and she has the ball knocked out of bounds with two to shoot for Dickinson Trinity, leading 2-0. Sheeler to trigger the inbound. She does, deep. Here's a one dribble and a shot at the shot clock. Buzzer that goes in. It's a three for Isabella Kovash, and it's 5-0 Dickinson Trinity. Five zip for the Titans. And getting inside Mara Cooch, she is fouled, and that is two on Tomashi. And so Cooch shoots two. And the big girl is in foul trouble. And that is not good news for Dickinson Trinity. The free throw for Cootes, line drive, and it falls. Carrington on the board. And the second one also good. So Carrington within three at 5-2. Bringing it forward, Dickinson Trinity with the basketball. And a turnover. 4:35 to play in the first quarter. And it's 5-2 Titans. On the right side, a foul is called, and that is on Hallie Henke, who is into the lineup for the first time. So 5-2, Trinity on top, and now inbounds pass that found nobody but Harper Coleman able to recover it. On the right side, here's Cootes. Carrington down by three, and a three goes down for Carrington's Isabel Wendell. And the game is tied at five. Sheeler across the timeline, dribbling right against Wendell, or against Hornet, fires a three. Sheeler skips it over the rim. Rebound Harper Coleman, and it's ripped away from her, and the shot does not go in. Rebound down to Isabel Wendell. Up ahead, Mara Cootes will lay it up and in. Carrington has the lead at 7-5, our first lead change. And now, Sheeler, head of the keys, swing it left side. McAvoy, and the ball is kicked. Into the lineup, Van Ray, and also Bryn Smith, the 5'6 senior guard for Carrington, who have scored seven in a row to take the lead. 7-5, and now off the inbound, driving in Wegleitner. She has to kick it out. Carrington in a zone, a 2-3 trapping zone. And at the head of the key, a steal and a foul on Sheeler. Her first team's fourth. Well read by Isabel Wendell on the steal. And Carrington will have the basketball with a 2-point lead. Harper Coleman across the timeline, guarded by McAvoy, who pokes it away from her. Harper can go back and retreat it. And the ball is knocked away, and a foul is called, and free throws for Harper Coleman coming up. McAvoy gets her first. So a lot of early foul trouble for Dickinson Trinity, and so free throws for Harper Coleman. Her first one rolls home. Carrington leads 8-5. With 3:04 to go, first quarter, bank forward scoreboard. Into the lineup, Elizabeth Schneider for the first time, as is Maya Mary for the first time. The second free throw tickles the twine, and it's a 9-0 Carrington run. They lead 9-5. And off the inbound, down the left side, nearly knocked out of bounds, but it'll stay with Trinity. It was knocked out of bounds. I thought it may have been off of the Titans, but it was not. Under 3 minutes to play, opening quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard reads 9-5 Carrington. Sheeler fires a deep three and buries it. Whoa! She was at 26 feet when she let it go. And it's 9-8, a three at the other end by Bryn Smith. A little long, taken in, held ball. Possession arrow Carrington. So early on, this is a game of big, big runs. 5-0 Trinity, 9-0 Carrington, and then a three by the Titans. Deep inbounds to Bryn Smith. On the right side, Wendell. Down to Eden Hornet, who gets loose and can't finish. A little strong. Rebound. Henke stolen away by Wendell. Hornet from 8 knocks it in. Carrington's lead 11-8 as Eden gets her first basket. Here's Mary to Sheeler, guarded by Wendell. Kennedy Pasternak and Mara Johnson prepare to enter. Kovash has it knocked away and stolen by Wendell. Here comes the senior with numbers. Wendell to a basket-cutting Hornet who has fouled and will shoot two. And the foul is on Elizabeth Schneider, her first. So two free throws for Eden. And the first one is right down the middle. Carrington's biggest lead is matched. It's 12-8 back in McAvoy for Trinity, as well as those changes we told you about for Carrington. Mara Johnson and Kennedy Pasternak back in. They join Bryn Smith, Cadence Van Ray, and Eden Hornet, who just knocked in a pair. She's got the last four. Carrington's biggest lead at 13-8. They're on a 13-3 run. McAvoy down the lane, goes right side for Kovash. On the left wing, it's McAvoy again. Kovash straight away, right side Henke. McAvoy again. Sheeler, ball fakes, drives left. Kennedy Pasternak guarding her, 1:35 of the quarter. Here's a three by Sheeler. Skips over the rim, and Eden Hornet collects the rebound. Carrington wants to run. Kennedy Pasternak at the other end puts it up, no. And the rebound, there's going to be a foul on Cadence Van Ray, and that's two on Cadence. Or do they call it? Nope, they did get Van Ray for it. Her second. And so she's got to check out for Mara Coots, and Bryn Smith checks out for Isabel Wendell. Carrington 13-8. Latter stages first quarter. Dribbling with the right hand, Kovash now with the left. Back to the right. Kovash cut off by Isabel Wendell, goes right side to Henke against Mara Coots. Again, it's with Sheeler, who drives left, wraparound feed. McAvoy stops, kicks. Kovash drives, right side Henke. Back to the head of the key with 10 to shoot. Driving left, Sheeler gets into the lane, spins, fires, and misses short. Rebound, Kennedy Pasternak for Carrington. Here comes the senior. Mara Johnson has it. Here's Eden Hornet, a 26-foot three. Bang! Wow! Eden was way out there. She's got 7. Carrington's lead is 16-8. Driving in and nearly a turnover. Here's a three that goes. And that's by Kovash. Her second, it's 16-11, and Carrington can hold for one. It's Coots with 8. Driving is Mara Johnson, and she's caught for traveling. Off the inbound, down the right side, it's Sheeler. Sheeler with 2. With 1, Sheeler's fouled, but Carrington had a couple to give, so that's okay. 8/10 of a second left as Mara Johnson gets her first. Team's third. It's got to be quick with 8/10. It's thrown into the corner. Sheeler a 3. It's long, and that's one quarter in the books. With the score, fourth-ranked Carrington 16, Dickinson Trinity 11. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future.
I'm Eden Hornet, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK the Cardinal.
Hornet has 7 to lead the way for Carrington. Cardinal basketball all season long brought to you by Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, the store next door, powered locally at Cenex. Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton. Underway second quarter. It is the same five that finished the first quarter for Carrington on the floor. McAvoy, a high post feed to Schneider. Tries to drive on Hornet. Gets cut off by Sheeler. 3 3-pointers. The reason why Trinity are close at 16-11 on the bank forward scoreboard. Sheeler tries to drive on Wendell. Gets cut off. Goes way up top to Michaela Schwint into the game for the first time. 3 to shoot. Spinning, firing, and missing. Schneider rebound. Eden Hornet. Here comes Carrington. Wendell. Backdoor cut, Eden Hornet lays it home. That is beautiful basketball. Eden has 9, Carrington leads 18-11. And a 5-second violation. They could not get the ball in. Carrington get it back, and that will bring Mary back in and also Wegleitner back in. The problem for Trinity is they don't have their most important piece on the floor right now. They're big, outstanding post player. Off the inbound, Mara Johnson goes left side. A Pasternak three gets blocked by Mary and rebounded by Dickinson Trinity on the run. 2-on-1 if they hurry. The layup goes down. Nice fast break, and McAvoy finishes it for her first basket, 18-13 Carrington. At the other end, Mara Johnson has it poked free out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Cardinals. Back in, Bryn Smith. Harper Coleman also back in for Eden Hornet. The ball knocked out of bounds, and it will stay right here. 24 to shoot. Wendell triggering the inbound. And she does, to Harper Coleman, who's in her favorite spot in the corner but can't hit it, and a rebounding foul on Mara Coots is her first. Team's first of this second quarter, and Dickinson Trinity will have the basketball down by 5. Off the inbound, it's McAvoy. Wraparound feed finds Mary. Maya Mary into the middle for McAvoy, and now the Titans will run an offense against this 1v1 defense. Around a screen, Mary. Left wing, McAvoy against Bryn Smith. On the right side, a long three-pointer skips over the rim, and it's taken in by Bryn Smith. I tell you what, Annabelle Sheeler is not shy about taking shots from a long way behind the arc. 6 minutes to go, second quarter, bank forward scoreboard. Wendell down to Mara Coots. She'll lay it in. Mara Coots gets her 5th and 6th points. And it is 20-13 Cardinals, and a Dakota Central timeout is called by Trinity. We'll take it as well. Carrington by 7. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere, the ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance in good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street, Carrington. Carrington Drug, caring for you and our community.
I'm Andy Broughton, head coach of the Carrington Cardinals, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
All timeouts this year brought to you by Dakota Central. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com. 5:45 and counting second quarter, Cardinals lead is 7 at 20-13. Dribbling left is Sheeler. Against Isabel Wendell. Wendell pokes it free, picks it off, goes to the other end, lays it up, and travels first. A turnover, and we pause 10 for ID on the voice of the Cardinals.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by I3G Media.
It happens at the other end as McAvoy also travels. So matching violations. Carrington with the ball up by 7 on Dickinson Trinity. Here's Isabel Wendell. BJ Walters here with you on a beautiful Saturday afternoon in the Central City. Harper Coleman, a 3, rattles it off. Rebound comes down to Sheeler, and a foul is called. A foul is called on Carrington's Eden Hornet, her first. Aniston Hornet into the game for the first time. The outstanding freshman, Eden, picks off the inbounds pass and misses the jumper. And now a held ball will keep it at this end. 5:03 to go. Second quarter, Bank Forward scoreboard reads Carrington 20, Dickinson Trinity 13. The Hornet sisters with Bryn Smith, Isabel Wendell, and Harper Coleman out there. Here's Smith, left wing, goes up top for Wendell. Left wing, Aniston Hornet, a 3. Skips it over the rim. Offensive rebound, Harper Coleman, and she is fouled by Annabelle Sheeler, and she just picked up her second. So the two best Trinity players each have 2 fouls. Pretty important. Off the inbound, Eden Hornet lays it home. Beautiful pass, Eden into double figures for the 7th time in 8 games, and Carrington's lead is 22-13. Surprise, surprise, when Eden gets into double figures, Carrington's undefeated this year. Sheeler is hand-checked by Hornet. On the baseline, her second, and Mara Johnson comes back in. Is it for Eden Hornet? It is. And also Mara Coots back in for Harper Coleman. And Trinity brings back their foul-stricken Nevaeh Tomasi with 2 fouls of her own. Trinity with the ball down 9. Off the inbound, it's Tomasi trying to drive left, gets into the lane, puts it in, and 1. That's why she's so important to Trinity. She makes the basket and draws the foul on Bryn Smith, her first. The free throw goes down, and it is 22-16. At the other end, Wendell around a screen, drives left, leaves for Aniston Hornet. Right side, Mara Coots. She starts a drive, gives to Mara Johnson, who's 16-footer, spins off, and a held ball on the rebound will give it back to Dickinson Trinity. Cardinals by 6 halfway through the second quarter on the Bank Forward scoreboard, trying to get to 7-1 on the season. And a double dribble, yep. A carry called on Maya Mary. Absolutely a good call there. Off the inbound, it is Isabel Wendell. Dribbling left, leaving right side. Aniston Hornet Thought about the three instead. Drives right on Mary. Fakes. Runner short. Rebound to Maya Mary, and she is fouled by Aniston Hornet. The freshman gets her first. Carrington with wins over New Rockford, Cheyenne, Grafton, Hillsborough, Central Valley, Shiloh, Christian, Thompson, and Hazen. Free throws at the other end, as that's already five fouls on Carrington in the quarter. So two shots for Maya Mary, and her first one tickles the twine. 22-17, Carrington. Back in is Henke, Hallie Henke. Second free throw upcoming. It's long, rebound, offensive rebound, and the putback for Tomashi. And it's a 5-point second quarter for her and a 6-point run here for Trinity. Driving left, Mara Johnson up, under, and off the mark. Rebound comes down to Trinity, and here they come within three. On the right side, a post splash and a foul on Mara Coots, and that's her second, and free throws for Nevaeh Tomashi. So two shots upcoming. The first one is wide left. 3:14 to play in the half. Back in Cadence Van Ray with two fouls. You trust a senior not to get a third one here before the break. Second free throw is long. Rebound, Van Ray. Carrington with the ball, leading by three. High post flash. Eden Hornet, left side, Isabel Wendell. Back to Hornet for a triple short. Kennedy Pasternik is back in. She tried to get the rebound, but McAvoy comes out of there with it. McAvoy the other way. Left side, faking a three, is Mary. Sheeler is not in right now. Floated post entry, and the second foul on Mara Johnson. Carrington is racking up the fouls. Free throws for Kovash. Kovash, the lefty, with the first free throw, and it's right down the middle, 22-20. Carrington also 4 minutes without a point here. Second one. And that 9-point lead has been cut to one. And Kovash didn't even bother using rim on either free throw. Now a 1-3-1 press by Trinity. On the left side, Hornet down to a flashing Van Ray, who lays it home. Carrington leads by three, 24-21 on the bank forward scoreboard, and I think that was a mistake to try and press Carrington. I think that was just a big mistake. Floated post entry, picked off, and a foul is called on Hallie Henke. I mean, you don't want to criticize too loudly, but Carrington's not the team that you press, especially not after Devil's Lake had such success that they've worked so hard on it. I don't love that play call. Mara Johnson in a 3-point game. Dribbles with the left hand. Goes down to Van Ray. Poked away and stolen. Down the right side. Kovash spins and is fouled. And if that's Mara Johnson, that is three. It is. Oh, my. Mara's got three, and free throws coming up again for Kovash with 1:51 to go in the half. Her first one is, again, nothing but net. 24-22. Johnson sits for Aniston Hornet. 2-point game. Kovash again. Actually used a little rim on that one. 24-23, Carrington by a point. At the other end, Eden Hornet travels. And a turnover. So here are the Titans on a 10-2 run. They can take the lead right here on this possession. Sheeler across the 10-second line. Isabel Wendell guards her closely. Sheeler. Up top, McAvoy. Around a screen. Goes back right wing to Sheeler. Up top, driving in Kovash. Spins, puts it up and misses. Rebound, Aniston Hornet for Carrington. And the freshman into the front court. Left side, Wendell thought about a three, does not take it. Instead, dribbles right and leaves for Pasternak. Around a screen, Kennedy from the free throw line makes it home. The senior Kennedy Pasternak makes it 26-23, Carrington. Final minute of play, first half on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Coming up at halftime, stats and a look back at the boys' game from earlier. And that's a 10-second violation. Good defense by Isabel Wendell. And coming in is Harper Coleman. And for the first time, Sienna Tupp checks in, 5'9 junior. Kennedy Pasternak throws it into Aniston Hornet. The freshman dribbles left, around a screen. Aniston's three is short. Offensive rebound, Coleman back up, no but a foul. And she will shoot two. The foul is called on Madison Wegleitner, her first. And Harper Coleman's first free throw tickles the twine, 27-23. Second one. And the sophomore buries a pair. Wow, Carrington, so far this year, not a good free throw shooting team. 8 for 8 in this first half. Very nicely done. McAvoy tries to spin on Hornet. Gets cut off. Throws it left side to Sheeler. Gets baseline. Sheeler wraparound feed. The layup falls for Wegleitner. It's 28-25, and Carrington can hold for the final shot of the half with Isabel Wendell. 12 seconds left in the half. Wendell dribbles with the left hand, leaves for Harper Coleman. Back to Isabel Wendell, who goes left, finds Pasternak. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, a wide open three for Sienna Top off the front of the rim, and that is how the first half comes to a close. Carrington led by as many as 9, but at the half they lead 28-25, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Hi, I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details. Now open Sundays from noon to close. Located at the four-way stop in downtown Carrington. Visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings. Call 307-0432 for lots of fun and a friendly environment. It's Headlocks of Carrington.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving the farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. They take pride on the impact they have on growing bountiful crops, relationships, and our local communities. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
I'm Josie Coleman, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals lead at the break, but it's a little closer than it was at one point of the second quarter. They lead 28-25 over Dickinson Trinity. Let's give you our first half recap. For Carrington, 11 points from Eden Hornet, 6 points from Mara Coots, 4 from Harper Coleman, 3 from Isabel Wendell, and then 2 each for Kennedy Pasternak and Cadence Van Ray. For Dickinson Trinity, Isabella Kovash has 10, 5 each from Annabelle Sheeler and Nevaeh Tomashi, and then 2 each for Alisa McAvoy and Madison Wegleitner, a point for Maya Mary. There was one tie, one lead change. The biggest lead for Trinity was 5-0. Carrington's biggest lead was 22-13, 12-6. Since that point, in favor of Trinity. We'll come back and tell you how the guys did. Spoiler alert, you're going to like what you hear when Cardinal Basketball continues in a moment.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market. Add to your operation and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
I'm Bryn Smith, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals lead 28-25 over a pretty good Dickinson Trinity team here at the half. Earlier today, the Carrington boys get above 500 for the first time since the 2022-23 season. They are now 3-2 on the year. They take out the Watford City Wolves. They had to come back in the third quarter to do it, but they had a big 14-2 run that set the stage for the rest of the game. They win it 62-49 over the Wolves. 22 points from Josh Bickett, 16 from Maddox McAloney, and 13 from Talon Merring. As Carrington goes to 3-2, they've got their first winning streak in a couple seasons as well. And they are in action on Thursday night. We'll be with you at 5:45 in Devil's Lake, the quarterfinal round of the Ramsey County Tournament. It will be Carrington taking to the court in that one. I just had it in front of me. I know who they're playing. It's just sometimes you do so many games you forget. They are playing Nelson County on Thursday at 6, and we hope that you can join us at 5:45 on Thursday on KDAK The Cardinal and on the KDAK The Cardinal YouTube page. We'll come back and have second half action when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at dakotacentral.com.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fostercounews.com.
CHI St. Alexia's Hall Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexia's Hall Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
I'm Mara Johnson, and you are listening to the Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals and Titans have reemerged from the locker rooms. Carrington by three. They will have the basketball to begin this third quarter as Carrington looks to get to 7-1 on the year. They will next be in action Friday night at Hillsborough Central Valley. That will be exactly like the Shiloh Christian game. You'll be, unless the boys lose on Thursday, you'll hear the boys game on the radio. I will have the girls game and we'll post it on YouTube later that evening. Starting five out there. What does that mean? Van Ray with two fouls, Coots with two fouls, Hornet with two fouls, and Mara Johnson with three fouls are all on the floor for Carrington to begin this third quarter. Mara Johnson dribbles with the right hand and gives to Eden Hornet. Left wing, Isabel Wendell. Thinks about it, goes up top for Van Ray. Mara Johnson around to Mara Coot screen for a three. Off the front rim and out of bounds. And it'll go to the Titans. So Dickinson Trinity with the basketball and a foul. An offensive foul off the inbound play, the second on Elisa McAvoy. And so now Carrington will inbound the ball to Cadence Van Ray, who drives left, puts it up, puts it in. Cadence with four, Carrington 30, Trinity 25. Here is Sheeler, dribbling with the left hand, goes left wing to Kovash. Right wing corner, thinking about the three. Tomashi, she takes it. Maybe a bit ill-advised. Rebound, Cadence Van Ray. Here's Wendell, dribbling with the right hand. Isabel holds, goes down to Eden Hornet. Extra pass, Van Ray, two more. That's well done. And Carrington leads by seven. 32-25. Now the trap. And McAvoy across the timeline off the pass from Sheeler. McAvoy left wing, trying to drive Kovash. She's cut off on the right side. It's McAvoy against Mara Johnson. Left wing, Sheeler gets a high ball screen. Sheeler from the elbow, a little long. Rebound Isabel Wendell. Carrington 90 seconds into the third on the bank forward scoreboard, up 7. Wendell drives left, wraparound feed, corner, Van Ray, triple, short. Rebound out of bounds off of Mara Kutz. I think that took a lot of people by surprise. We were pretty sure that it was out on Trinity, but instead, Titans have the basketball. McAvoy down the left side, gets caught up to and leaves it for Kovash. Kovash up top. Tomashi left side. Sheeler around a screen to the elbow, fires and hits. Annabelle Sheeler knocks it in. She's got 32-27. Carrington on top. On the bank forward scoreboard in the third quarter. Driving right, Van Ray gets inside and misses this time. Rebound comes down to Mara Kutz. Shuffles it off to Wendell for the 16-footer that goes in. Isabel Wendell with a really nice jumper. She's got 5. And then a turnover. Stepping on the sideline was McAvoy, and Carrington gets it back up by 7. Into the lineup comes Harper Coleman. She's in for Mara Johnson. Again, Mara in deeper foul trouble. She's got 3. Pretty much everyone else has 2. Eden Hornet into the lane. Kick out Wendell. Isabel dribbles with the left hand. Gets into the lane. Kick. Corner. 3. Van Ray. Yes! Cadence Van Ray has 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game. And the lead is 10 for Carrington. Their biggest lead of the contest. 37-27. Tomashi tries to drive in, gets cut off, turns, fires, and misses wide left. Rebound Van Ray, 3 minutes into the third. Carrington by 10. On the right side, it's an Eden Hornet 12-footer that goes in. Eden with 13, and all of a sudden the lead is 12, and a steal. Wraparound feed, Van Ray missed it. And the rebound bounces out wide, 39-27. On the right side, Sheeler into the corner, McAvoy down low, blocked, and it's out of bounds to Carrington. Timeout, Dickens and Trinity. We will take it as well. Cardinals by game high 12, and Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
I'm Sienna Topp, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinal basketball all season brought to you in part by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is here to help with any legal question. 652-3400. Well, Carrington off to a great start to the second half, an 11-2 run. They now lead by 12. Isabel Wendell around a screen, pops another 3, and hits again! Isabel Wendell having a season-best offensive showing. She's got 8, and at the other end, the layup goes in for Kovash. Cuts the lead to 13 at 42-29. Wendell leaves for Hornet. Down low, Kutz goes inside, can't finish. Rebound Tomashi. And then she has it taken away. Wendell, and a timeout is called by Carrington. A quick 30 to maintain possession, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
This is Thor Nelson, a minor resident and National Hockey League official for 21 years. Why officiate? Some officiate to help kids learn and respect the game. They enjoy watching kids develop in their sport and as people, and they enjoy it because it's fun. You can be an official. Call your local high school or the North Dakota High School Activities Association at 701-845-3953. A message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
I'm Aniston Hornet, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals suddenly a 13-point lead. They spend a timeout to preserve possession. And off the inbound, it's a kick out to a Van Ray three that's short. And the rebound bounces out of bounds off of Trinity. Carrington keep it. They lead by 13. Wendell throws it into Eden Hornet, who lays it up and in. Eden with 15. That's the margin, 44 to 29. And now dribbling into a trap, a high looping pass by McAvoy does find Kovash. She gets it back, right side Sheeler. Up top, Tomashi drives, gives to McAvoy, and then gets it back. She's thinking about a three. She does not take it. Goes right side, around a screen is Kovash. Now Sheeler up top. They go right side. Tomashi jumper, no. Rebound to Mara Kutz for Carrington. They're starting to roll a bit. Here's Van Ray, who drops the pass, then leaves it on a give and go with Hornet. Back to Van Ray. She cannot finish. Tomashi has a rebound, and she tries to throw it off Hornet. It falls right to Van Ray, and she'll lay it in. Oh, whatever can go right for Carrington is going right in the third quarter. They lead by 17, and they have scored 18 of the 22 points in this third quarter. Faking the three was Kovash. Here's Sheeler. High post feed. Tomashi tries to drive, spins, puts it up, misses, but draws the foul, and she'll shoot two. Carrington on fire in this third quarter. The foul is called on Mara Kutz. That is her third, and that probably means a bit of a decision for Andy Broughton. We'll see as the free throw is long. Pasternak is in. Bryn Smith is in. Is Carrington going small? Yes, but not for Mara Kutz, for Cadence Van Ray and for Isabel Wendell. 2:24 to go, third quarter. Carrington by 17. Now make it 16. And it's 46 to 30. Kennedy Pasternak around a screen from Harper Coleman. Spins, goes up top for Hornet. Left wing, Coleman down to Pasternak, who lays it up and in. Kennedy with four, Carrington by 18, 48 to 30. Down the right side, and a held ball. No, oh my goodness, they give Trinity the timeout, and we'll take it as well. 2:01, third quarter, 48-30, Carrington. Cardinal basketball continues after this.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
I'm Mark Kutz, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinal basketball all season long, brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. Well, it's 20-5 in this quarter for Carrington. They have taken a three-point game and kind of blown the lid off of it a little bit. Trinity down to two full timeouts. Carrington has three fulls and a 30 remaining. The only one they used was to preserve a possession. Cadence Van Ray is back in, as is Isabel Wendell. A deflected ball on the inbounds, and Bryn Smith gets fouled. My goodness. A foul called on Dickinson Trinity's Isabella Kovash, her first and the team's second. Carrington rolling now, up by 18. Pasternak around a screen, goes up top to Coleman, left side Wendell. To the head of the key, Van Ray. Right side, Pasternak. Ball fakes, goes up top, Harper Coleman. Now Bryn Smith, a triple. A little wide right, offensive rebound, Kennedy Pasternak, and then she had it taken away from her. Here comes Trinity the other way on a two-on-one. And getting back to knock the ball out of bounds was Van Ray. Well done. A baseline inbound for the Titans. It's thrown in short, throwing it up wildly and missing, but grabbing the offensive rebound and putting it in is Thomas. She's got eight, and it's 48-32. Smith the other way. Nobody stops. Ball, and she gets fouled by Thomas. She her third. Bryn Smith shoots two. Carrington with a really excellent third quarter here. Smith, the first one for the senior, tickles the twine. Her first point, 49-32, Carrington. It's gone from being a tense, tight game to not so much. Second one rattles home, 50-32, Carrington. And now against the press, Trinity break it. They think they have numbers, and the layup is banked too short. And the rebound knocked out of bounds off Kennedy Pasternak. It'll stay at this end. Carrington by 18 over a team that may very well be at the state tournament in March. Inbounds pass gets deflected. And out of that, boy, Bryn Smith's inbounds defense has been outstanding on these last two inbounds plays. She forces a turnover, Carrington by 18 with a chance to add to it. Isabel Wendell, Harper Coleman, left wing Bryn Smith, fires a three, short, rebound deflects, and is taken in by Trinity and then stolen by Pasternak. Bryn Smith gets fouled as she tries to lay it in. Henke gets her third. Bryn back to the free throw line. Great hands by Pasternak to force the turnover. And right now, it is just all Carrington. Smith fires and splashes it home. Back in Eden Hornet for Cadence Van Ray. Second one. Right down the middle, Carrington's lead, if you can believe it, is 20. Down the right side, McAvoy leaves for Sheeler. Ball fakes on Pasternak, drives left, kicks it out, faking the three Kovash. She gets inside, misses short. Rebound Bryn Smith. Not much of a difference between the clocks. Will Carrington slow it down? Yes, they will. And they will hold for the final shot. There's about a 6/10 of a difference between shot and game here. Smith, left side, Pasternak. 15 to shoot for Carrington. Pasternak leaves, left side, Wendell. Now they'll run an offense with 10. High post feed. It's Eden Hornet around a screen, 19-footer, splash. Eden Hornet has 17, 2 seconds, and a three at the buzzer is off the mark. And so after three, this was a three-point game at the half. Carrington now leads by 22, and Cardinal basketball continues after this.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving, all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on t-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
I'm Cadence Van Ray, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Cardinals by 22 as we go to the fourth quarter. Trinity will have the basketball. Moving from right to left. Carrington rolling a little bit. At the head of the key, Sheeler, left side, holding it, was Kovash, and now back to Sheeler, right wing, 15 to shoot. Fourth quarter underway. Driving in is Sheeler. She misses short. Rebound Isabel Wendell. Down the right side. Wendell hesitates. Holds.
I like your jersey.
And now goes against this 1v1. Around a screen. Gives to Hornet. Right side, Pasternak. Post entry is a little wide of the mark, and Carrington turned it over. Mara Johnson is back in. Carrington leading by their game-high margin of 54-32. Off the inbound, Trinity against this press. Dribbles left side, does Kovash against Mara Johnson. Goes to the wing, Wegleitner. Up top, McAvoy. Right side, Kovash. Dribbles with the left hand, Kovash around a screen, kick. Left side, McAvoy, triple long. Rebound, McAvoy down low. The layup does not go, but a foul is called. And free throws for Tomaszy. And that is the first foul on Isabel Wendell, who has played a whale of a basketball game this afternoon. Tomaszy's first free throw is long. And Aniston Hornet is in for Isabel. Let's just reiterate, this is a good Titans basketball team. And Carrington leads by 21 now as the second free throw goes in. 6:50 and counting to play on the Bank Forward scoreboard, 54-33, Carrington. Harper Coleman, ball fakes, goes to Aniston Hornet. Kick out to her sister Eden for three. Yes! Carrington by 24, Eden Hornet with 20. On the right side, a post entry. Tomaszy's jumper goes in. She has 11, 57-35, Cardinals. Mara Johnson left side. It's with Harper Coleman. Aniston Hornet spins towards the baseline, gets cut off. Aniston kicks it out to Mara Johnson. 15 to shoot, 6:05 left fourth quarter on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Aniston Hornet gets inside, puts up a runner, banks it too strong. Rebound, held ball. That'll stay with Carrington. 5:54 to go in a 22-point game. Van Ray, Wendell, and Coots back in for Coleman, Eden Hornet, and Pasternak. They'll be out there with Mara Johnson and Aniston Hornet. Mara off the inbounds pass. A ball fake, and now Hornet in the corner. Down to Mara Johnson. One dribble left, spin right, fire, got it. Mara Johnson, believe it or not, her first basket of the game. 59-35, Cardinals. Up top, Sheeler. Right side, McAvoy. Now, part of that is foul trouble, of course, for Mara, why she hasn't scored quite as many as we're used to. And Trinity throws it away. Another turnover. Again, this game is 28-25 at halftime, and now Carrington is threatening to 30 Dickinson Trinity. Wendell around a screen goes to Aniston Hornet. She gets loose on a screen, and Hornet is too strong with it. Rebound Trinity and Maya Mary. Here they come with 5 minutes left. Down the right side, it's Sheeler. Up top, Mary thought about it. Instead, faking the three is Kovash. She gives to Mary, who drives and lays it up and in. Maya Mary with three. It's 59-37, Carrington. Mara Johnson. Mara dribbles left, now right. And a timeout is called by Carrington. 4:35 to go. A Dakota Central timeout called by Andy Broughton. And Cardinal basketball continues after this.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
I'm Harper Coleman, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals leading by 22 with 4:35 to go. And Mara Johnson off the inbound as we get back to work. On the right side, Aniston Hornet. Dribbles left, gets into the lane, stops, fires, hits. Aniston Hornet's first basket. And it's 61-37 Carrington. At the other end, the jumper is long and rebounded by Wendell. Carrington by 24 points. Isabel across the Cardinal logo at center court. Sienna Top gets ready to check back in for Carrington. On the left side, Mara Johnson. Down to Mara Kutz, but stolen away by the 6'1 Tomashie, who throws it away. And Sienna Top is in for Aniston Hornet. Isabel Wendell to trigger the inbound. She does to Mara Kutz in the post, who goes up and in. Mara Kutz gets her first basket since the first half. She's got eight. 63-37 Carrington. Down the right side, McAvoy gives Sheeler around a screen. Sheeler thought about a three, did not take it up top. It goes to Kovash. Left wing, McAvoy guarded by Mara Johnson. Mara in the lane, kick right side. Kovash leaves Sheeler, three, long, rebound, Van Ray. It is one and done for Dickinson Trinity. You can talk about defense all you want. The possession's not over till you grab the rebound. And Carrington's done a marvelous job of that. Mara Johnson, up top Van Ray, left side Wendell. Mara Johnson, left side Wendell. Throws it in too far for Mara Kutz, and then Mara picks up the foul. Her fourth, and back in is Bryn Smith for Isabel Wendell. Outstanding work by Isabel. We might try to talk to her in postgame. We'll also get a coach. And we'll preview Hillsborough Central Valley, the return trip in league play. A three is long and rebounded by Mara Johnson, and then she is fouled. And the foul is on McAvoy, her third. And I'm not just saying this because of who's sitting right next to me in the gymnasium. It is going to be a lot of fun when Northern Cass and Carrington get together at the end of January. Sienna Top to Bryn Smith. Extra pass deflected. Comes back to Bryn, who fakes a three and goes to Van Ray. She'll drive left. Leave for Mara Kutz. Kick out Sienna Top. Drives right. Here's Bryn Smith. Skip it left side. Cadence Van Ray, up top Mara Johnson, eight to shoot. Mara Kutz gives back to Johnson. Three to shoot, two to shoot. Mara Johnson's three is off the mark, and it's a shot clock violation with 2:08 to go, and Trinity empties the bench. Callie Berger, Jordan Tessier, and Elizabeth Schneider are in. Carrington does likewise. Josie Coleman's in. Sophie Spitzer's in. A post entry. Loose basketball. Schneider kicks it right side to Tessier. And now it's Mary. Under two to play. Schneider drives right, spins, kicks. A three for Mary is short and rebounded by Bryn Smith. Carrington by 26. Josie Coleman. Down the right side, Coleman spins left. By the way, the Carrington JV also won over Trinity earlier. Talked to Coach Johnson about that before the game. Smith, Spitzer, left side, Josie Coleman. to Van Ray, who spins, fires, can't get it. Cadence went for the rebound. Instead, it comes to Tessier, and here comes Trinity. The ball lost momentarily, but here's Mary in the final 70 seconds. Timeout just for a substitution to get Michaela Schwint in the game. And Kennedy Pasternak returns as well. We will have that one for you, Northern Cass and Carrington. The Carrington defense against maybe the best guard in Class A, a three is short. Rebound Sophie Spitzer. And I only say maybe because I haven't seen them all. I'm pretty sure she is the best guard in Class A. Of course, Hayden Crockett. Josie Coleman. And she gets reached in on by Callie Berger. 63-37 Carrington, 50.6 on the clock. Carrington will be 7-1. Here's Sienna Topp getting inside and finishing. Sienna with her first basket. Carrington by 28. Tessier, left side, Mary. Dribbles left, stops, spins. Mid-post, Schneider. Up top, a three for Tessier that almost hit the ceiling. It's rebounded by Sienna Topp. And what a second half by Carrington. They gave up 12 points in the second half. Bryn Smith, they don't have to shoot it again. Smith dribbling at the head of the key. I don't think they're going to shoot it again. Carrington is 7-1 as the fourth-ranked team in Class A. Get a 65-37 win over Dickinson Trinity today in Carrington. And our post-game report comes at you in a moment when Cardinal basketball continues after this.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance in good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street, Carrington. Carrington Drug, caring for you and our community.
I'm Cody Thiel, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
And the fourth-ranked Cardinals are now 7-1 on the season after they roll over Dickinson Trinity. It was 28-25 at the half. This game in 65-37. We're joined by senior guard Isabel Wendell, and if we're going to talk about Carrington's defense, we don't have a choice but talk about you as the defensive specialist. Sheeler's a good player. How were you able to slow her down?
Yeah, it's just a matter of keeping my feet underneath me and not reacting to the little things. Just always try to keep up the hustle and keep up the heart, and always helps.
What was the halftime adjustments that you guys were trying to make? Because that was you gave up 12 points after halftime.
Yeah, we just talked about moving our feet more on defense. We were getting called for a lot of fouls, so we just needed to, keep our feet underneath us and play good defense, play solid defense, and I think we definitely amped that up the second half.
And at the beginning of the second half, I mean, what a run Cadence went on that really created this separation.
Yes, I know. She's such a good player. She has a really good vertical, and she does not play her height. She plays so much bigger than that, and she has really good heart and really good attitude.
It's really something that can be said for all of you.
I mean,
you continuously out-rebound people by 10, 15, 20. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're 6'2 across the board, mm-hmm. but your defense and your rebounding has just been really good this year.
It really has, and that's what we talk about. Mr. Broughton always says attitude over altitude, and it's just, you know, the hustle that you put into the game is what you get out of it, and that's why our rebounds show for it.
Well, Happy New Year. We'll see you Friday in Hillsboro.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Isabel Wendell, our guest, will get her head coach in here, Andy Broughton. And, well, Coach, you knew they were going to be a good basketball team first half. Isabel just mentioned it. Too many fouls, but then in the second half, what a defensive performance. You held a good team to 12 points.
Yeah, and this is our all-around effort. Our depth has been is kind of the key to the thing. Coach can go to the rotation, you know, 3-4 minutes in and keep people pretty fresh out there. And, you know, not that our girls aren't in shape or anything, but they could go 30 minutes. But, you know, when you can bring in some fresh people and do the job, and we have some falls to give that way, you know, we can survive 2 or 3 falls at halftime and keep people going. And then Isabel hit some shots, kind of loosened up our offense a little bit and scored some layups. Did a nice job on the pressure.
Isabel is so noted for her defense, but I know you guys know full well what kind of scorer she could be, and those 2 three-pointers look very confident.
Yeah, and, you know, she goes through games, and she'll have, you know, 1 or 2 attempts, but then she'll have 7 assists, 6 steals, 10 boards, and fills up the stat line on the other. And we got to have that. She's kind of a glue basketball player where it just kind of holds things together for everybody else, but it was good to see her put some shots down.
How about that start to the second half by Cadence Van Ray at the offensive end, too?
Absolutely, and that was another thing. At Thompson, she was in foul trouble, but she came in with a really good second half, and today she's in foul trouble. So she was fresh, and she had some... Eden found her on the backside of a pass that was a great pass. We had some really good, nice passes throughout the night. But her teammates found her. She hit the back corner 3. You know, we're getting contributions up and down. We got to continue to do that.
7-1 start in 2024. Here's to 2025 being just as good. Happy New Year, and we'll see you on Friday.
Thanks for the coverage. Appreciate it, BJ.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, our guest here in postgame. We'll come back, have a look at the numbers when Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
Hi, I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
I'm Kennedy Pasternak, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Cardinals improved to 7-1 on the year with a 65-37 win over Dickinson Trinity this afternoon. Back in Carrington, BJ Walters with you. Now it's time for our statistical recap of the game. For Carrington, they got 20 points from Eden Hornet. 9 different players scored again. You hear Coach Broughton talking about the depth. He's deadly serious when he's talking about it because they have now played 8 games. In all 8, at least 7 players have scored for the Cardinals. 20 from Eden Hornet, 11, including 9 after halftime for Cadence Van Ray, 8 points each for Mara Kutz and Isabel Wendell, our postgame guest, 4 each for Bryn Smith, Harper Coleman, and Kennedy Pasternak, and 2 each for Sienna Topp, Aniston Hornet, and Mara Johnson. By the way, Carrington came into this game shooting 47% on the year from the free throw line. Well, that is going to go up considerably because they went 12 for 12, 100% from the free throw line in this game. There was one tie and one lead change. The biggest lead for Trinity was 5-0. The biggest lead for Carrington was 24 points. All in all, pretty good. Carrington 7-1. Dickens and Trinity is 2-5. And when we come back, we'll wrap up a very good weekend for Carrington basketball when Cardinal Hoops continues in a moment.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details. Now open Sundays from noon to close. Located at the 4-way stop in downtown Carrington. Visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings. Call 307-0432 for lots of fun and a friendly environment. It's Headlocks of Carrington.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving the farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. They take pride on the impact they have on growing bountiful crops, relationships, and our local communities. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
I'm Berkeley Swampson, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
The Cardinals improved to 7-1 on the season with a resounding 65-37 decision over Trinity. I will correct myself. I said the biggest lead was 24. It was 28, the game's final margin, 65-37. So Carrington is 7-1 on the year. They are back at it on Friday at Hillsborough Central Valley. We will have it for you strictly on archive, strictly on YouTube, because the only way we will not have that situation, the only way we would be live on the radio, is if the Carrington boys lose to Nelson County on Thursday at the Ramsey County Tournament. Then we'd just have a straight-up doubleheader for you on Friday, but that's our next broadcast. Thursday at the Ramsey County Tournament, it's Carrington and Nelson County. We will be with you at approximately 5:45 from Devil's Lake as the boys look for a 3-game winning streak. If you weren't with us earlier, they pulled away in the third quarter and then held on late 62-49 over Watford City. The guys have a winning record through 5 games. Now, let's not go getting any crazy ideas, but they have the same record as they did through 5 games in their state tournament season. Again, let's not get any crazy ideas, but it's fun to think about, no doubt about it. So Jason Otto's team will attack the Ramsey County Tournament on Thursday. We will be there, and then Kyle Hewitt will bring you the Friday and Saturday games of that tournament, as I will be with the Carrington girls in Hillsboro on Friday night. My thanks to the entire staff here at Carrington High School, Principal Connor Weber, along with the Athletics Director of Carrington Public Schools, that's Carla Michelson, and the Superintendent of Carrington Public Schools, Janelle Helm. Now, speaking on behalf of all of them and behalf of our entire crew, my name is BJ Walters. The Carrington girls are 7-1, 65-37 over Dickinson Trinity. Happy New Year, and until Thursday night, good night from Carrington, North Dakota.
Thank you for listening to Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball has been brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. For more news on Cardinal Athletics, make sure you head on over to our website, newsdakota.com. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network.